Hello, I'm Kim Loftus, Director of Product Development with Mystic Access. I would love to welcome you to this course, Your Website, Your Way, The Power, Flexibility, and Affordability of WordPress. Thanks for joining me. Introduction. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me for this course. I really appreciate it, and I'm really excited to take you on a journey into the fascinating world of building a website utilizing WordPress. My name is Kim Loftus. I'm Director of Product Development with Mystic Access. I'm also a WordPress user myself since 2011. In this introduction, I want to give you an idea of what is covered in this course and the layout of the course, as well as some ways to utilize the material. First, however, I want to introduce you to a little bit of my own story and tell you why this course matters so much to me and how I got started. I am totally blind, and I have relied on a screen reader ever since I began using computers. And I really was never the type of person who said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to build websites and I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And it's kind of funny the curveballs that life throws at you, because that is ultimately what I ended up doing exactly. My first website was built in 2006. And at that time, I had a static HTML site that someone else did all the coding for, and there was really not nearly as much that I could do on that website as what I wanted to do, which was very disappointing to me because I'm a writer, I am very concerned with expressing myself well and giving the details that I want to give both in my writing and in general, and this was something that was very important to me. I really felt like I wanted to be able to share all the information I could in a concise but detailed manner online. And on my own websites, it was very frustrating to not have the type of accessibility that I wanted at the time. I had some blogs back then as well. I was blogging on Blogspot at the time. And there, I could do everything myself, you know, ironically enough. So on my blog, I was able to, I felt, express myself with fewer constrictions than I could on my main website where I was selling my coaching services, my meditations, etc. So it was very frustrating for me. In 2011, I began exploring WordPress and self-hosted WordPress sites. Before that, I had had a WordPress.com website, and so I knew something about the power of the platform. There are, however, major differences between WordPress.com and a self-hosted WordPress website, and we will get into that in this course. However, I was very interested in seeing if I could, in fact, access my websites more independently after 5 years of frustration and annoyance and having to wait for my webmistress to do a lot of things for me that I would have much preferred to do myself. It would cost me less, so of course it would be more economical financially, but it would also just be more freeing for me as a website owner and as an entrepreneur who really wanted to express herself fully and in a timely manner as well. So I began looking at WordPress and discovered to my great joy that it was an accessible platform. It was something that I could use myself with very little sighted assistance.
In a situation like what we've just done, though, we don't even care about the DNS server or the name servers because we've done it all at one company, so it's not as big a deal. It does it for us. The hosting company does.
We could also take a quick peek and check out email.
Link email.
So I just did a screen find for the word email.
Clickable link forwarders. Clickable link autoresponders.
Okay, so let's clickable, go back up to...
Let's go back to email, yep.
Clickable link pro server. Link email. cPanel email accounts. Banner landmark clickable.
So now we're in cPanel email accounts.
And cPanel is what you're going to see with a lot of hosts. A lot of hosts use cPanel. So if you do switch between hosts and they both have cPanel, it's going to be pretty familiar to you.
Sure.
Clickable manage the email accounts associated with your domain. Use the setup mail client interface to add an email account to your mobile device or desktop email client. For more information, read the link documentation. Heading level 3, add email account. Email. Edit required invalid entry, enter an account name.
So we can show you this real quick. I'm going to do
S.
I typed in my name because that's what I wanted to be, chris@mysticaccess.shop.
cPanel email accounts document password. Edit protected required invalid entry password. Enter a password. Password. Again. Edit protected.
And if you have this in browse mode, it might be giving you more information as well. Just something to note.
Right. Let's go into browse mode real quick.
Mailbox quota. Radio button checked. Edit required 500 MB.
If you're a photographer, for instance, and you're getting tons and tons and tons of stuff from other people, or you're sharing things, or you're having lots of images sent to you, or audio, or things like that, you want something bigger than 500 megs.
Right.
Blank. Radio button not checked. Unlimited.
There you go.
So you could actually set it to unlimited. So let's say, for example, you set it to 5 megs and somebody sent you an audio song that they recorded and it was 7 megs, it wouldn't go through because it would be too much.
Yeah, you never want to set it that low.
Exactly.
At least leave it at the default and maybe make it bigger.
Yeah, it really depends on what you want to do, how much mail you want to archive. You know, you got a quota or you got unlimited. So it depends on what you purchased and what they allow.
Blank, blank, button create account.
And that's really all there is to it.
I wonder how you know if it accepted your email address. Is it just your email? You just put in your name. I guess that's the only account on the website, or the only domain on the website.
Domain on the website. Mm-hmm. Let's go back up and look.
Yeah, let's see if it says anything.
Clickable email edit. Required email, Chris. At mysticaccess.shop.
See, yep. There it is. If you're in browse mode, you'll see that. Underneath, it's got at mysticaccess.shop.
Load files and... You know, as soon as they were able to download their own files onto your machine, or upload their files to your machine, you were toast. And that spread like wildfire. And it's since been fixed, but I mean, there were an awful lot of sites that got hammered with that one. And the security's a lot better these days. You got a lot more people looking for things, the good guys as well as the bad guys. But there are what are called zero-day exploits, which are things that the good guys don't know about yet. And those happen too frequently, but not, you know, not constantly. But anyway, for those, you need some sort of a security plugin that can kind of detect those and deal with them before they become a problem.
I've got several pages here to play with, and I want a few of them in this menu. So I'm going to say,
checkbox not checked our mission. Checked.
I'm going to check that one.
Checkbox not checked home. Checked. Check. Checkbox not checked frequently asked questions. Checked. Checkbox not checked. Contact us. Checked. Checkbox not checked about. Checked.
And about. Those are the only ones I want in the menu.
Checkbox not checked sample page.
Your site will probably come with a sample page. You probably don't want that in your menu. So you can delete it or do whatever you want with it, but you probably don't want it in your main menu. So I'm not going to check that one.
Out of list button select all.
You can select all. You can use that button to select all your pages.
Button add to menu.
There's a button that says add to menu. This is actually what I want to do, so I'm going to press enter here because I've selected some pages. I want them in my menu.
Button select all. Button add to menu. Heading level 3 posts press.
Okay, let me see if that worked because it didn't seem to refresh.
Custom list category. Category. Menu structure heading level 3.
All right.
List with. Oops. Out of list menu name. List with 4 items heading level 3 categories. Press return or enter. Our edit has auto-complete main navigation menu.
So I moved down past categories. Remember how we saw those headings before? There were like categories and posts and pages. And various categories of things that we could add to our menu.
Link more information about coming soon page and maintenance mode by cprod5020.
And it has closed it for me. So now I'm back to where I was. It's closed that overlay. So it's really cool, the amount of stuff that you can find out utilizing the more information link for these plugins.
So you can see more of these plugins, and you can find out about their customer rating. You can view more information and get more detailed info. If you want to read customer reviews, for instance, you would do that through that more information link, stuff like that. I wanted to show you, in addition to how you would find our particular maintenance plugin, there's a particular one I want to show you. I want to go back up here to the search box.
Search plugins, edit has autocomplete. The search results will be updated as you type construction.
The final thing I want to show you before we actually go in and talk more about building the blog, because there is more you're going to need to do, is comments. I'm going to go to the top of the page.
Out of table main menu navigation landmark link skip to main content.
I'm going to type the word comment. I'm going to do a find command.
List with 18 items submenu link comments.
We have a submenu here called comments. And I just want to show you what this would be like.
List with two items, link all comments.
You can see all comments. So all comments, all the comments that have ever been posted on your blog. You can see them right here.
Link find spam comments.
And you can find spam comments. Let's go into
link all comments.
All comments. And this isn't a good blog to play with. Let's show you how it works. If you want to view your comments from here, press H.
Main landmark comments heading level 1.
And scroll down.
Heading level 2, filter comments list.
You can filter your comments list. If you get a bunch of stuff as spam, and you can use plugins like Akismet and others like that to assist you in cutting down on your spam, there's lots of things. If you type in like comment spam or something like that into your plugin repository, you can find lots of things to help you with that. Clean Talk will also be a great one to assist in things like that.